Today on Mr. Media, that's MRMedia.com, I'll talk to Jelko Evanek, who stars in the new NBC drama everybody's talking about, The Event. Stick around.
Hey, did you know that you can listen to the latest Mr. Media show right on your phone with the Stitcher app? Stitcher is smart radio for your smartphone. Mr. Media is on demand and on the go with Stitcher. Download Stitcher for your phone today. Get the free app at www.stitcher.com. That's STITCHER.com.
So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is a Mr. Media interview. You know, MrMedia.com, MRMedia.com, brought to you today by Audible.com. Please take advantage of this great offer for Mr. Media radio listeners. Go to audiblepodcast.com/MRMedia to get a free audiobook download of your choice when you sign up today. Again, that's audiblepodcast.com/MRMedia for your free audiobook. Mr. Media is recorded live before a terrified audience of ex-cons who are frazzled by the thought of being chewed out by Jelko Evanek in character, any character, in the new media capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida.
We're discrediting scattered reports from people in the general vicinity who are being told that the plane's obscured when it flew into a mid-altitude marine layer. What helps is everyone knows that a plane can't just disappear into thin air. As far as everyone's concerned, Flight 514 is still en route to Brazil while we decide on an alternative narrative to tell the public.
We need a cover-up.
Protecting the country involves keeping your secrets, Mr. President. It always has and it always will.
We need to focus on that plane and the people on it. There must be several hundred of them. What happened? Where are they?
Mr. President? Mr. Sterling? Sir, we've been able to confirm there's no debris or signs of the plane in the vicinity of this incident. Now, as our satellite redirects come in, we're able to widen our search into neighboring states and into other continents. But there is one interesting detail, sir. Sergeant, a spaceborne sensor recorded an off-the-chart blast of electromagnetic radiation in the area the exact time the plane went missing. This is what knocked out all the electronics inside. On this, sir, we have no idea what this means.
Next, on a very special episode of Chuck, actor Jelko Evanek, as you've never seen him before. Happy, no, giddy, smiling at a box of newborn puppies. Yeah, like that'll ever happen. Jelko Evanek is one of those actors who, in character, could have made tough guy actors Lee Marvin or Robert Mitchum cry real tears. He almost always plays a hard ass, an SOB, an unsympathetic ball buster, and he's really, really good at it. He was that guy on Homicide, Life on the Street, and again on Oz, and pretty much everywhere else. And that's the thing. Evanek sometimes seems like he's on every drama on TV. And maybe he is. He won an Emmy for his work on Damages. He's carried recurring roles of late on Heroes, 24, Big Love, and even True Blood. And now he's the soft-hearted director of the CIA on the new NBC thriller, The Event. And I was just kidding about the soft-hearted part. Jelko Evanek, welcome to Mr. Media.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm feeling soft-hearted and gentle.
Hey, I got to ask you, Henry Winkler worried about being typecast as the Fonz for years. What do you worry about as an actor?
I worry about not working, so I'm perfectly happy to be hard-nosed on as many shows as possible and just get to keep doing what I like doing.
When was the last time you had to worry about seriously about not having enough work to make it as an actor? It seems like a long time.
Things have been pretty good for quite a while, but the industry's changing in a lot of ways, and nobody's guaranteed a job for life. So you're kind of only sort of one job ahead of the game. So I'm very happy to have this one and to be working with the people I'm working with.
Do you remember the first time you were cast as that now common hard ass for you?
That probably was Homicide, come to think of it, because I didn't go all through high school and drama school playing parts like this, so I think it was Tom Fontana who I have to blame for this. He was one of the creators of Homicide, it seems to have resonated enough that it's kept me working ever since.
What kind of roles were you getting before that? And since that role, is that the point at which things really changed?
That is, in terms of TV stuff, yeah. I think the theater work I've done has been different from that. But in terms of TV and movies, that was, I think, one of the first things. And also at some point, maybe that's, you know, I was getting older and kind of just got a threatening look about me. I don't know what it is that makes people see me in a suit and want to walk the other way. I think he was one of the first who sort of capitalized on that.
Well, and I'm glad you mentioned Fontana because I was going to bring him up. You've done a lot of work with Fontana and, of course, David Simon through Homicide. What do those guys know about TV drama, do you think, that other people kind of miss?
I think they know characters, and that any drama is built on characters and on the ordinary people and extraordinary circumstances. That's kind of what creates high-octane drama, is when you kind of put small people in a big world and see how they navigate that world. So you've always got a kind of heightened situation that very ordinary people kind of have to navigate, and they've been fantastic at sort of creating characters that are memorable and that you want to get engaged with.
I think that's a very apt description. I was thinking about Oz, where you had always the introduction of the very average character, the average person thrown into this horrific place and having to deal.
I mean, to cope when in a place where the stakes are really high, you know, that's, you're just kind of like turning up the stakes, and that's kind of what reveals people, and you know, at the end of the day, the most interesting story is people, and who are they, and how do they make their way in the world.
Mm. Now, of course, you're here today to talk about the event, so now this one episode has aired at this point. For folks who may have missed that, can you kind of catch us up on the concept and why, in your mind, people are, you know, so excited about this show?
I think it's just a great hook. I think what we found out in the first episode, that the new president has discovered that there is this secret facility in Alaska where 97 mysterious detainees have been kept prisoner for some time, and he's determined to reveal that to the world and release them, and comes up against a lot of people, including my character, who think some secrets are best kept secret if the world is going to be a safe place. And on the eve of that revelation, there is an assassination attempt. Somebody tries to fly a plane into the presidential compound, which at the last second disappears. So we got to find out who all these people are and what's going on. So it's just a great sort of like, oh my God, now what? moment at the end of the first episode. So hopefully we'll answer that question soon.
Now, is the show, this is one thing I'm not clear on, is the show intended as a limited series type of thing, or is it like a 24 where there's a season, one story for a season, and then, you know, they would look at it as going, well, the second season, there'll be another event, or how is it set up?
I think we are geared towards one event. I'm not sure if that's, I don't even actually know what it is. I wish I could tell you, but I can't. But an event that will kind of be a game changer. So whether that comes at the end of the first season or in the second season, the world as we know it will sort of be changed by that event, but the series will go on. So it's not culmination. The event is not the sort of the finale for the series. The event is what will kind of turn us around and kind of change everything as we know it and change the course of history.
So then you did sign a traditional 5 or 7 year contract as opposed to a 1 year contract.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to be clear.
Well, I think they got plenty of stories to tell. I'm sure there'll be, you know, it's the kind of series where obviously you're going to have a cliffhanger at the end of each hour, and questions will be answered and new ones will be asked you know, you're trying to keep sort of the mystery and the suspense going at the same time that you're keeping an audience sort of along for the ride.
Very good. Well, folks, you can see Jelko Ivanek every Monday night at 9 p.m. this fall on NBC on The Event. And do me a favor, too. Tune in an hour early. Catch Chuck, will you? You won't be disappointed in that either. Jelko Levonic, first of all, I hope I haven't butchered your name too much today, and thank you so much for joining us on Mr. Media.
No problem. Thanks very much.
All right. Take care. And folks, for more original interviews with your favorite TV and film stars, you can surf over to our main website, mrmedia.com, mrmedia.com. And subscribe to Mr. Media on iTunes, and you'll never miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews from within iTunes and subscribe for free. While you're there, if you feel inclined, you know, give us a little review. Give us a couple of stars. We'd appreciate that. If you've got an idea for a guest, email me directly at bob@mrmedia.com, mrmedia.com. You can also follow me on Facebook or on Twitter, twitter.com/Andelman, or on Facebook, just search Mr. Media Interviews. Thanks so much for joining us today. Really appreciate you sharing a piece of your day with Mr. Media. Thanks for listening.
Hey, this is America Olivo, and whenever I'm not being terrorized in the movies, such as Friday the 13th or Circle or terrorizing others, like in Bitch Slap, I'm avoiding dirty old men like Mr. Media. And if you see him, you should too.